When Megan Bowman learned that her neighbors and friends in Brigham City were dying from opioid misuse and abuse, she decided, as a health education specialist for the Bear River Health Department, that something needed to be done. So she applied for a grant and went to work.
We have an issue here, and just even in Little Brigham City. Not doing too bad in Logan, but we definitely don't want to see that going further. So that's what we're trying to prevent.
The 2017 State Department of Human Services information about opioid-related deaths in small areas of Utah ranks Brigham City 14th out of 63 when it comes to opioid-related deaths. Logan ranked 53rd. One Cache Valley hospital is already posting campaign graphics on desks, walls, and in offices, encouraging their patients to talk to doctors about pain reduction alternatives and ways to break away from using opioids when they've already been prescribed. It is a topic that can sometimes be uncomfortable, admitting you can't manage your pain or that you've become dependent on a dangerous medication.
Personally, I am not sure if we're really getting better about talking about this culturally. I think we could maybe do better about talking about it more.
The Use Only As Directed campaign is already going strong in Tooele, Ogden, and Park City. Once the Brigham City Hospital program is established, the health department will place posters throughout Box Elder County for the next year, sharing ways residents there can reduce the likelihood of becoming addicted to opioids.
You know, it's challenging, for sure. It seems very daunting a little bit, you know, but also I feel hopeful that all of our efforts combined as a community that we can reduce this epidemic.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.